This goes to Dr. Eva Bartlett, B-A-R-T-L-E-T-T, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Alice Hoitinga, H-O-I-T-I-N, like November, G, like golf, A, birth date 4-3 of 1941. Dear Dr. Bartlett, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Hoitinga with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was July 8th of 2024. She has gained 8 pounds over the last 6 months, and she believes her blood sugars are in better control since she can monitor with the Freestyle Libre. She's currently on Lantus 50 units at bedtime, and Novolog regular insulin 10 to 14 units before each meal. And she states that she rarely has low blood sugars and not too many high readings either. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and minimal edema of the lower extremities that is stable. Medications, I want to highlight lisinopril, 20 milligram daily. Also Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, is 10 milligram daily. And the other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 217.8 pounds. Pulse is 63. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 150 over 74. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites. She has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 3rd of 2025. Creatinine is improved. It's 1.43. Calcium is 9.08. Sodium 141, potassium is 5.4, and she generally runs between 5.4 and 5.5, and she follows a strict low potassium diet. Carbon dioxide is 28, albumin 3.6, phosphorus 3.8, estimated GFR 36, hemoglobin is 10.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, diabetic nephropathy, also stable with improved blood sugar control. 3, hypertension, slightly higher than we'd like today, but she reports that home blood pressures are usually 130 over 70 or less. So we've asked her to continue checking blood pressures periodically at home, with the goal of 130 to 140 over 80 or less. And 4, bilaterally small kidneys. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.